A slim majority of whites voted against the measure, but get this, 7 out of 10 African Americans, 7 out of 10, voted to support it. Slightly more than half of Latino voters also backed the initiative. Asian Americans opposed it by razor-thin margins. Let's bring in now our guests, George Takei and Brad Altman. They were married in September while California law permitted same-sex marriages. Also joining us, Republican strategist Ron Christie and Democratic strategist Alana Goldman. Thank you so much for joining us. George and Brad, when you heard about Prop 8 passing, what was your response?
Well, I want to correct one thing you said. Our marriage is not in limbo. There is no language in Proposition 8 that says it's retroactive. So our marriage is still valid, and the Attorney General of the state of California, Jerry Brown, has validated that statement.
Thank you for correcting me there. I didn't mean that your love for each other, but no one knows really exactly how this is going to turn out when you ask the legal experts, George. And Brad, I know that you emailed some pictures to us earlier of your marriage, and you had hundreds of people there. No one can take that away from you, but again, is there any concern by you that your marriage may no longer be legal in the state of California?
Well, I want to say that I'm a newlywed right now. George Takei is my husband. We got married in September. We were legally wed. We have a marriage certificate. All the legal maneuvering you're talking about, Don, that's down the road. But right now, I've tasted marriage, and it's delicious, and our marriage is going to live long and prosper.
The process by which Proposition 8 came about is being challenged right now. What they want to do is to amend the Constitution mm-hmm. by simply going out and gathering signatures, and then a vote of 50% plus one does not amend our Constitution. What that requires, to amend the state Constitution, what's required is two-thirds vote of the Senate and two-thirds vote of the Assembly, both houses of the legislature.
All right, George.
And then it goes to a ballot.
All right, George, hang on just a little bit. I'm going to bring you back in, but I want to bring in some of the folks who will help us with this again. Alana joins us here tonight. Alana, you know, it's interesting. We were talking about this whole thing. We've been talking about minorities supporting a ban on same-sex marriage, and those were the voters who were believed to have put this over the edge, the reason that the proposition was passed. Does that surprise you?
It doesn't surprise me. I think, you know, all the history from these kinds of votes have shown that African American community, the Latino community, is a little more conservative on some of these issues. So it's not surprising. And when you had some of these communities turn out such enormous numbers to support Obama, it's not shocking that when they looked at that ballot, they went the other way.